Wow, that was the abrupt intro ending. Welcome in. It's the John Cass podcast. This is a very unique and special podcast that I've never done before. And before I get into it, I just want to remind everybody, subscribe, follow, download, do all the things you have to do so you don't miss a new episode of this podcast. Got a brand new fall season. Go check out past episodes. Just recently talked about the trade, Dame Lillard to Milwaukee with Justin Garcia of the Bucks Radio Network. Talked to Pete Waite, former Badger volleyball coach. And so go check out past episodes of the new fall season. And I've got what I'm really excited for in this episode. It is the 2013 Wisconsin Badger Volleyball Reunion Podcast. That's a mouthful. And I'm going to try to add everybody to the stage. So if you're watching on Spotify or YouTube down the road, I'd like to welcome in my podcast guest, part of the 2013 Wisconsin Badgers. Let's find the right layout. Hold on. Let me find the right layout online. I don't know. I guess that's going to do. Part of the 2013 Wisconsin Badgers Final Four team, national runner-up. Haley Nelson, KT Kavas, Ellen Chapman, Anne-Marie Hickey, Taylor Morey, Lauren Carlini, and Demi Morales. Welcome into the podcast. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So we've got a lot of people on this podcast because it is the 2013 reunion. So I'll kind of try to direct questions to everybody, but I guess kind of we'll go around the circle. What are you guys up to nowadays? We'll start first with the person right next to me on screen, Demi Morales. Demi, what you been up to since your Badger volleyball playing days?
Yeah. I'm a mom now. So that's a majority of my time, what I spend on, but I work full time from home. So just working from home and taking care of my daughter.
Awesome. Awesome. Haley, what you up to?
Almost the same. I'm not a mom, but I am working full time from home. I'm in sales now and just, you know, living the 9-to-5 life.
Very cool. Lauren, you've been busy. What's your post Badger volleyball days been like?
Yeah. And Haley's newly married. She did not mention that, but congratulations. I'm packing to go overseas, for the last time, which is awesome. Just got back from Poland for the Olympic qualifiers and just kind of looking forward to what this next year is going to bring and ready for whatever comes.
Well, congratulations on qualifying as well for team USA. KT Kavas, what you up to?
Yes, I am in Minneapolis, and I do technology consulting now. Okay. So a lot of the work I do, it funnels really nicely into what we did as a team 10 years ago and working with organizations who want to transform. So it's kind of what I do now and just helping them out, coaching them through that, especially on the technology side, helping to implement. So that's what I'm doing now. I have a dog. Have a house there. So it's been fun.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Ellen and Taylor, what's going on with you two?
So I lived in California for 7 years and I got married in November as well. My husband and I moved to Texas. So Fort Worth area in January, looking to buy a house now. And, we do like real estate investing. So buying and flipping houses, that sort of thing. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Back in Madison for the weekend, staying with Taylor for the reunion. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, I'm in Milwaukee now. I work full-time in corporate America, same as most during the 9-to-5 life. But I still get my little piece of volleyball. I help coach and do lessons at Milwaukee Sting. So it's still a little piece of my life, and that part's really fun.
Very cool. Anne?
Well, I'm still here. I haven't left. currently still with the Badgers and doing all that good stuff, and just doing this before we have practice at 2 and before our match tomorrow. So
very cool. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, so let's talk about the 2013 season because you're right. Meeting in Madison for that 2013 reunion. When I saw this on the schedule, y'all, I was like, wait, that's 10 years, I guess. Yep. It's been 10 years. Does it surprise you that it's been that long? Does it feel that long to anyone here? Feel free to jump in with whomever wants to take that one.
I definitely had to make sure the math was right. It was like, this is kind of crazy, but I don't know. I think for all of us, it was a special group. So when I realized it was 10 years, I was super excited to just be able to see everyone again and get together and connect.
Yeah. Haley, did it feel like 10 years to you?
I was just thinking when you asked that question, when you introduced the podcast and said like 2013 team, and I looked down at the date for 2023 and I was like, I want to throw up that it was 10 years ago. That was what went through my head when you said that. So I guess that's my reaction.
How about you, Elsie, Lauren? What was, is, I mean, 10 years.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like, it feels like yesterday, but at the same time, it feels like we've all done a lot in that timeline. And so, I don't know, we've all had really cool experiences. So it's just exciting to be able to come back together and kind of catch up and see what everyone's been up to. Yeah, all in one spot again. I'm excited.
Okay. I got to ask you guys, if you could, let's go around the room again. Demi, how would you describe the 2013 season? How would you sum it up as you obviously have had 10 years to look back at it?
I think it's really hard to say. It was kind of a rebirth, I think, mm-hmm. of the whole program. Not to say that anything prior to that was, I'm not minimizing it by any means, but, you know, even just the simplest things of us going into the gym and actually like putting pieces of the flooring in to the gym and kind of being a part of that experience, saying that, you know, we really built the program to what we wanted it to be, and to look back, you know, 10 years to what it is today, it's pretty incredible to see how far Badger volleyball has come since then.
Yeah, right. I mean, obviously there were teams before you guys that helped get this groundwork started, but you guys really, you know, kickstarted it to where it got to in 21 and where it is in 23 as well. How would everybody else kind of sum up the 2013 season as you look back and kind of describe it? You know, Anne, how would you describe it?
I think just a lot of people that were sick of losing and wanted to win. I agree with everything that Demi said. I think it's really cool how she summed it up of like, we built it from the ground up of like even nailing in some parts of the floor, but, I guess just a really gritty team who believed in anything and that we could do anything. And, I think that summed up the whole entire season, and that's what people saw. So that's kind of what I take away from it.
Yeah. Katie, how would you describe 2013 and what happened?
Special.
Yeah.
I think the group that we had, and everybody played such a vital role in it and knew their role, mm-hmm. is what made the magic too. And all of that, and seeing that come to fruition, building from the ground up, I think that's a lot of what made the memories so special, and the people and the relationships we've kept, and just reflecting on that. It was really unique and cool.
I already forgot who I've talked to. Taylor, Taylor and Ellen, how would you guys describe it?
I think the number one word that comes to mind for me is just like being an underdog. Like, I remember when we started winning consistently towards, I mean, we've won a lot throughout the season, but when it kind of came down to like the tournament, okay, we need to win these matches, and like ranking started to matter. I remember we would upset a team and like we'd go to the rankings and it's like, oh, we're not really moving up. It was kind of like always an underdog situation with us. And I feel like that just fueled us even more. It's like, oh, you're not gonna whatever, like, put us in a ranking where we know we should be just because we don't have the history of winning throughout the past couple of years, but like, we'll show you sort of mentality where, I mean, even going into the Final Four, like being the lowest ranked team, and having that huge upset was, yeah, I'll never forget that match, that weekend, that season in particular. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was that kind of the, Haley, was that kind of the thing, like being an underdog? And is that kind of what helped, put this team together and kind of have the success that they did?
Yeah, I think I had a different perspective than everyone else. I felt like I was just like along for the ride. They put in so much work in the spring before I even got there. So by the time I was there, it just felt like there was all of this belief and confidence that, yeah, we were the underdog, but like Ellen said, like, we're going to show everybody that we shouldn't be. And so every match, like, it felt like not like a long season that piled up, you know, and felt for like it took forever. I felt like every match was like the biggest deal ever. Like, we have to win this one. And then we all go check the rankings the next Sunday or whenever they were released, like just waiting for people to show that they were noticing us. And it just fueled us the whole season. But I just felt like I was along for the ride. They like nailed the floor down before I got there. They put in all the work to transform the culture and to get there and it just be what it was. Like, that's all I've ever known Badger volleyball to be now because of the older girls that, you know, put the work in before we were even there.
Mm. Lauren, how would you describe 2013?
I don't know how much more I can really add. I feel like everyone said it. It's this idea of a Cinderella story. And we started the season and we were just like, all right, here's where we're at. We're going to start building and we're going to build our identity. We're going to build our culture and just start knocking teams down as they come. And we were never intimidated or scared by any opponent. I think we as a team were, yeah, the underdogs and we were underlooked. And so when someone thought, oh, this is going to be an easy match, it's going to be the old Wisconsin, we showed them that was not going to be the case. And so thought that was cool to see that dynamic change kind of as the next years went on. But just that whole year of like gritting it out. And I think our defense was kind of like the epitome of that whole team. Just nothing is going to hit this floor without two or three people going after it. And it was just a really fun culture to kind of build and be a part of. And yeah, just very fond memories of that whole entire year down to like literally the best match ever in beating Texas in that semifinal.
Yeah, that was amazing. So obviously this is the start of Kelly Sheffield as the head coach with Britt and Gary, and it's been that way ever since, even to this day. So I want to know, what were your first impressions of Coach Sheffield and the staff when you first, had your first team meeting or whatever, and how did he and the staff kind of get that winning culture that you guys talk about and instill that? Let's start with Haley.
Yeah, I remember, when we got the news that there was going to be a coaching change, I was a little bit concerned just because I had already decided like how much I personally loved Wisconsin and wanted to be in Madison. So at first I was just a little uneasy. I wanted to, I didn't know if whoever was coming in wanted to keep the same class. Sometimes they like to start from scratch, so I wasn't sure. But then I remember I had my first conversation with Kelly over the phone and that went well. And we scheduled, we met for, dinner or something during a club tournament just so that we could connect. And I remember he gave me a little bit of an update. He had already been in Madison and basically just, he had high expectations and like wanted to make sure that I knew going in, like what I was getting into, and challenged me a little bit. But I mean, I just left that conversation like even more excited to be a part of Badger volleyball. Like, you want to go somewhere where people care and are willing to work hard. And I felt like that was what my club and high school experience was like. Like that expectation that you're going to go for every ball and give 200% effort. And so my first impression was just like, this is a guy that wants to win. And this is a guy that, is going to make you tough and expect the most out of you. So that's what it was. My experience was exactly what I got from my first conversation with him. And it's very evident in the team today that's just been the case the whole way through.
Yeah. Ellen and Taylor, what'd you think when you first met with the new staff?
My experience was a little different because I think that like coming to Wisconsin, I've known Kelly the longest and Britt and Gary. So Kelly actually graduated from the same high school that I went to. So culturally we grew up like in a very similar volleyball community, but my sister played for him at Dayton and I was transferring in, I was so excited because I saw them kind of build that ground floor up at Dayton and get to the peak of where that program was, making Sweet 16 appearances and competing really hard. And I just felt like giving given the chance, like they would do so many great things because they knew how to set a standard and then get their people to buy in. So I was really excited to get the opportunity to come here. And I knew a lot of the players who were either here or like coming in just because I had played club against them for so long. So I think like the combination of everything was super exciting for me because I knew their background and I knew what they could do as coaches. And then getting to do that with such a talented group of athletes was just really exciting for me. And they were exactly who we thought they would be. Tough, but helped you grow, helped you learn. Yeah. And I know we have all really good learning experiences from that.
How about you, Ellen?
I remember my first phone call with Kelly. I was actually in California at the Rose Bowl with staying with Caroline, working on her family, and some of our friends were out there. And I was actually on the track team at Wisconsin at the time. And I remember he called me and I told him that I was like, so is it cool if I do track and volleyball? He's like, absolutely not. Nope. You're just going to do volleyball. I was like, made that real clear that was not going to happen. I was like, okay, this guy is a little bit more serious than what I'm used to. And then, yeah, when we got back to campus, it was just, the drills and the training and some of the punishments were pretty gnarly, not going to lie, but that's exactly what we needed at the time. And yeah, what Taylor said, what Haley said, it's just they Kelly, Gary, Britt, everyone just demands respect, and they do bring the best out of each player. I think one of Kelly's greatest strengths is that he coaches each player how they need to be coached and doesn't just coach everyone the same exact way. And that's what I needed personally. And I think he did a great job lifting everybody else up and just treating everybody as an individual, not just as a collective group when it comes to ways people need to be coached.
You know, I was looking back at the UW Badgers website, and you can go back in the archives. You can go to 2013. I was looking, as I prepare for broadcast, I look at the game notes every week, and it just kind of talks about the team. And sure enough, the final game notes from the 2013 season, right before the match against Penn State, were up there, and they've got all these articles on there. I would recommend you guys check it out. Just kind of read. It's kind of fun to read some of those old articles. And in that, and you said that the first talk we had with Kelly was like 3 hours, and he talked about what he wanted from the team and how he wants us to move forward. Can you kind of give your impressions of Coach Sheffield when you first met him and the staff?
Yeah. I mean, well, like I had no idea who he was. I was just naive and I was in my own little world. And so I actually thought Kelly was a woman. So as soon as I like picked up the phone, and I heard his voice, I was like, this is not what I was expecting at all. And then, when you come back from break, and it's a completely different dynamic and environment, and we have that 3 hour meeting, and it's like, whoa, I don't know what just happened. I need like a lot of time to process what's going on. And, I think just like me personally, like this is my last year. So what am I going to do? Like I either can decide that I'm going to get on board, or I'm going to say, I don't trust this guy that I don't know at all. And I learned very quickly that it was not going to be different. I mean, I was one of the people that missed my study hall hours. Then we had to do a really hard punishment, and I didn't want to feel that anymore. And I knew that he was going to hold us to those high standards and hold us accountable. And it was, yeah, just the same as what everyone else is saying is I love the expectations that he holds for players, because he wants them to be great, not just as volleyball players, but as humans. And I think that's kind of what I took away from it, is that he really cared about me as a whole person and not just as a volleyball player. And it's still evident to this day that that's still him. So I really appreciated that.
Yeah. Stop missing study hall. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Lauren, what were your impressions of Kelly?
Yeah. For mine, it was pretty short and sweet. So we got on a phone call one day. I was just heading to a club practice, and I think it was only like a 20-minute conversation. But after that, like I got off the phone and I was like, all right, I'm not going anywhere. Like This guy, he has a very clear plan of what it's going to look like, how we're going to execute it, and how we're going to like build upon this in the next few years. And so just that vision from very early on and how clear and concise he was with it. He sold the idea. He sold the dream to me. And I think he's continued to do a very good job of that and continue to raise the standards and raise the bars, right? Like it wasn't, hey, day one, you're coming in, you're going to expect to win a championship. That's not how it was. It was, we're going to work our way to that. And now here we are 10 years later. And that is the expectation of these teams, is we're going to be competing for Big Ten championships and we're going to be competing for national titles year in and year out. And so, yeah, it was just cool to see him kind of lay that foundation from the very beginning and slowly but surely help build. And it's nice to just be a little piece of that.
Yeah. And finally, Demi and then KT, what did you guys think when you first met everyone?
They were pretty intimidating. I don't know. I mean, I knew them from when they were at Dayton and I was looking at going to Dayton and I had met Kelly. Cause I'm from Ohio. And then I decided not to go to Dayton. And then he called me and he was like, I knew I'd coach you one day when they made the switch. So it was kind of, it was like a really weird, full circle kind of moment for me. But I was intimidated just because of the stories that I had heard of, you know, their coaching style, but I think it's, you know, to everyone's point, I think it's kind of what we needed. We needed guidance and we needed a plan, because I think we were all just kind of enjoying it. You know what I mean? And we didn't really have like a solid structured plan, I think. And we needed somebody to really help us see that vision. So that's kind of where I took it, I guess.
Katie?
Well, mine was similar to Ellen. As far as the call came as I just landed in LAX for the Rose Bowl. And this was pre-time where you could see spam risk or know that this is kind of a random number calling you. So I pick it up as I'm walking off the plane and started chatting. And I think folks on the phone know I'm quirky. I have these weird likings for either a type of music perspective or old TV shows that Kelly and I immediately bonded on. Oh,
God, yeah.
So that I remember a lot of that, our first conversation. And I'll echo Demi and a lot of the team too. I think we needed the structure, but I'll never forget all of us were in the first row of every class, because we knew there'd be a major punishment if we weren't following the rules and doing the work that we needed, both inside the volleyball court and in the field house, but as well as everything you do in life. And I think that that was really cool, and showing that that's what it takes to get the team to where we did that year.
Okay, let's talk about the tournament, because Milwaukee, Cal, Florida State, Purdue, Texas, all wins, get to the final match of the season. So I kind of want to go around again and kind of ask everybody at what point in the, I mean, by that time, you guys obviously had success on the court. Was anybody surprised at how far you got, number one? And then I got a second part to that question, because there was also a moment, I don't know how much y'all remember this, but this is the kind of the story I tell fans or whomever, if they ask me about 2013, is I remember before the Texas match, there was a film session, and, you know, I still don't know nearly as much about volleyball as you guys do, but back then even less. And I just remember watching that, you know, this is just from a radio guy perspective. I'm watching that and Kelly's breaking down the film of Texas and what the plan is going to be against them. And I remember leaving the film session and I thought to myself, oh my, I'm pretty sure they can beat Texas. Like, it just, I just saw what you need to do and they can do all those things. Like, it got me believing. So I wonder if you remember that film session as well, and if it got you believing even more, or what that level of belief even was heading into the tournament, and then the deeper you got. I know, Ann, you got to get going soon. So why don't we just start with you? Can you just kind of break down the tournament and when you started to believe, and if you remember that film session too?
I think like throughout the, it was crazy because it was my first tournament I've ever been to, all of ours. And right. So it was definitely awesome to go through that process. I think when we got there, I think we already believed that we were going to be this team that is going to grind and do these things. But when we got to the Final Four and we were practicing like what Texas's offense was, I think I was a little hesitant. I was like, oh crap. I was like, how are we going to defend these guys? Like, we just weren't having a good practice, and I wasn't digging any balls. I was trying to work with Taylor, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And Demi, and it that kind of scared me a little bit, but I think the more I think Kelly realized that as well. So we had more film sessions of like, we can beat these guys. This is what we're going to do. Here are the things. All you need to do is these three things and we will win this game. And regardless of that film session, I think what was really cool about our team was just, we had like an unshakable belief that we were going to win any game. Like, if we were down 2-0, we were like, we're coming back and winning this thing. And you can tell, you could see it in everybody's eyes, the way that they stood, the way that they sat on the bench, the way that we were connecting with each other on the court, just little types of things like eye contact. You knew that everybody was in it with each other together. So, I think right away when we got in the tournament, to sum it up, I was already believing that we were going to go far, and then kind of just a little like hiccup in the road there. But I think once we kind of calmed down from all of the excitement and the nerves, we got going. So.
All right. Excellent. KT, I know you might have to run too here. So what were your, when did you believe and can you kind of talk and reminisce a little bit about that tournament run?
Each week, I think, brought a new set of emotions to it. Agree with the sentiments earlier around being the underdogs. I think we really reveled in that. So after the second round, and moving on to the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight, that's where I think we really got humming and, all right, let's do this. And it was just, I'll never forget that tournament and the song Timber. Every time I hear that song, I think of this group. And just the experience of it all, it's sometimes you think of the matches and play-by-plays, it's just a blur, and then there's certain moments where it's crisp and you can go back to how you were exactly feeling. Texas was a big one, and it was one of those I would easily put in top five moments I've had, just as far as that Texas game, what we were able to do, looking at folks like, let's go get them. There was some trash talk back and forth that I think really revved us up. And so that was fun to see and just experience, and enjoyed it all.
By the way, same with Timber. I think of this group every time I hear Timber. Same thing. How about you, Demi?
I think as far as the tournament goes, just like reflecting on it and each match, I really think that the coaches, I think to Ann's point, we all really bought in. You know, we really all just wanted it. I always felt like they brought out a side of me that was kind of like they knew was there, but I didn't really realize was there, I guess. Mm. So it was always this, for me anyway, it felt like a back alley fight, like every match. It never was. It was never a question. Like, it felt like a challenge. Like, the opponent was always challenging my teammates, and I was going to fight as hard as I could for my teammates, because it felt like every attack or everything that the opponent brought was kind of like a punch. And so we were just like punching back and like fueling into that. So to me, they kind of, you know, I bought into it, but they really believed in our, you know, just ability, our pure ability to really go out there and fight and compete. So something that I always think about when I think about the tournament.
Yeah. What do you guys think about Ellen Taylor when you think about the tourney and that run?
I mean, I'll never forget it. I mean, kind of what KT, I mean, especially playing Texas, kind of what KT said, like there was some trash talk going on across the net, which like honestly didn't really happen a whole lot, like playing other teams. And I think that just kind of like really made that whole match personal. And I was like, we are not losing now after all that. But yeah, I feel like just being, like I said earlier, being the underdog the whole season, like I would rather be the underdog than be the team that is like, you're expected to win every single time. And like the fact that we had the opportunity to upset so many different teams makes that whole season so much more memorable than if we were number one ranked the entire season. It's just our expectation to beat everybody. I feel like that the fact that we were, you know, bottom of the barrel every time we played somebody, like that was the coolest thing I think about the whole experience. So
yeah, I think along those lines too, I don't know if anybody remembers this conversation or not, but like one thing that stuck with me that season was, and it's not like we had this like big Cinderella story all year. Like Kelly was talking to us every step of the way about our growth, about lineup changes, about finding the right fit. Like it wasn't this big Cinderella story. It was a lot of hard work on our end to be able to figure out what these pieces look like. And also we had a lot of competitors. So along the way we were losing matches and we've got that fire in us that's frustrated and that's like wants to come back stronger. And I'll never forget the conversation Kelly had with us after a match. And he just said, listen, like, I know where you guys want to be. And if we do this and we finish with this record in the Big Ten, we will host the first and second round. And when he put that into perspective for us, and I think for me personally, it was kind of like, holy crap, we can do that. Like, we can finish with this record and we can finish with a better record than that and keep building our seed. Because to have a group, I was lucky to make the tournament at Notre Dame, but I wasn't at a high level. Like we weren't competing in the Big Ten where everyone, you know, we're bringing 8 to 10 teams to the tournament every year. So I think when he put that into perspective for all of us, we like looked at each other and like every little piece was more and more belief that we could do it and we could be that team standing at the end of the season. So I think once that hit and then we go to the selection show and we get that 12 seed and we're like, we did it. Like, that's exactly what Kelly said. We came together, we did it. Now it's like the sky's the limit. We look at every weekend as a small tournament and we do what we do, lean into each other and just keep these building blocks going. And it's like anything's possible. Yeah. So I think for me, like looking back on our run, it was a lot of just like growth through the year too. It wasn't like we hit the tournament and we're like, now we're invincible. It was the good and the bad through that whole journey that got us to the point where like every small step was a little more belief in what we can do.
Yeah. Who have I missed? Haley and Lauren, right? Haley, what do you remember most about the run in the tournament?
Yeah, I think I remember the very first weekend, they drew a little tournament bracket on the whiteboard where it was just us and the three other teams that were in the field house. And it was like, you know, we can't think about the big picture quite yet. We have to take care of business. And it kind of put the rest of the tournament into perspective. Like if I zoom out a little bit, I think about all the tournaments that we, you know, were honored enough to participate in after that year. And they all, while they weren't the same, the approach when the Badgers were in the tournament felt the same. Like, okay, what you've done the whole year, like Taylor said, we were strategic in how we approached you know, the regular season, and then it puts you in a position for the tournament. But after that, it's like anybody any given night can knock you off. So you're right back to ground zero. And from there, you kind of get to write the story. And then when I think about that tournament, I always remember, I feel like for me, we were in the film session for Florida State. And it was like, I think the first time I felt like our belief started to waver, because they showed us this film of them just like destroying teams, like burying balls. Like, I don't know if anybody else on here remembers that, but we all walked away from it thinking like, oh God, I don't know about this. Like, maybe we were getting a little big for our britches in this tournament, and we've left feeling a little bit uneasy. And then I think it was pretty obvious to the coaching staff that we felt that way. So then they actually positioned a couple more film sessions after that, showed us some of the scores of the matches that the highlights were from, which were like where they ended up, some of them they like lost, you know, in three or four. So that was an interesting turn in the tournament for me, because then it felt like when we took care of them, it was like, okay, we can feel like that, you know, and still win, you know, like we can still feel like, okay, we really have to bring it against this group to win and like still go out and deliver. And then from there, like, I remember that match even a little bit more than the Purdue match. But going into the Final Four, and I kind of felt like this a couple years after this as well, was like getting to the Final Four, it's like, man, getting there is hard. Like, it's one thing to be there and you have like all this air underneath you and you feel so light and excited, and it's like, but getting there is a grind. So like grinding out that Purdue match in front of like an empty stadium in Champaign, and like kind of just celebrating on our own at Buffalo Wild Wings after, was like really cool. And I remember we watched the Nebraska match on TV, and we were just all feeling all these emotions. Like, we can't believe we're going to Seattle. Like, what are we going to do about our finals? Like, nobody, we didn't know what to do about any of this, because none of us had really done anything like that before. And then going to the Final Four, I just remember like the Texas, Anne's right, because I actually forgot about that. Our little practices like before the match did not go well. But I remember reading or like watching film, and we felt like all of their like weaknesses were our strengths. And during that match, I remember for me, like what, and I think this also energized a lot of folks, was like their outsides were their powerhouse. And I remember there was like, we had been putting so much pressure on them, and it became a point where their outside had to free ball a set over the net. And then I was like, okay, like they are not feeling the confidence. Like, we have to amp it up a notch and take advantage. And like that game was just so fun. And I felt like it was like our whole season on display, like everything we had worked for, like the attention to detail from like our passers were some of the best in the entire country. Our defense was, I still feel like the best in the country. Like, it was just awesome. And I felt like the ride was just incredible. It was just everyone's hard work, dedication, commitment, like all that tough stuff that we talked about earlier in this podcast, like that was our chance to put it on display for America. Because at that point, like the regular season of volleyball, like on TV, it wasn't quite as prominent as it is today. So some of our other matches may not have gotten seen by others, but it was our chance to say, okay, this is Badger volleyball. We're here and we can beat the big guys. So it was awesome. I just thinking about it makes me feel like I'm reliving it again.
That's awesome. Lauren, what do you remember most from the tournament run?
Yeah, I will just share one short story. Me and Annie Drews were actually talking about this like last week. She's like, gosh, I just remember coming to that regular season match against you guys, and Demi Morales ate me alive. And Dave Shondell, they go in the timeout, or sorry, the between breaks 2 and 3, they go in the locker room, and he had some very choice words for her about how she was playing, especially against Demi Morales, who's 5'7". And they come out, and we ended up beating them. And they obviously played them in the, let's see, what was that? Elite Eight of the Final Four. And it was just like, they kind of knew what was coming. Mm-hmm. And I know Annie said she was just very nervous and not looking forward to having to like play Demi again, and like our defense, just knowing what had happened earlier in the season. And so it was just cool having to like hear that from a competitor and someone else on the other side of the net. So it's just funny. We were literally talking about that last week. And I think that's just kind of the impact we had on teams throughout the season. And what Haley brought up about that Florida State film session, that was going to be my other thing. Like, oh my God, absolute target practice on Florida. And we walked out of there like jaws on the floor. Like, there's no way we're winning this game. We had a good run, ladies. But yeah, I think it was just cool how we worked our way through that. And like Haley said, we went back, revisited it. And then once we got to Texas, it was like, we got this, we can freaking do this. So yeah, it was just a fun run and kind of building that momentum throughout the season, not without its hurdles, but I think that only made us stronger come tournament time.
Go ahead.
Sorry, was that Purdue match the same match that we weren't playing well as well? And Kelly threw the clipboard at the board?
Yeah, I think it was just like friend on friend crime. They were like, they didn't want to lose to each other. There was a lot of things being said in the locker room. And then Kelly, yeah, I think it like shattered into little pieces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, that was a bit dramatic, but okay.
didn't Demi get the match point on Purdue when we played them in the tournament too?
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
Oh, full circle, Demi.
Full circle. I've got the tournament box score, 20 kills, Demi. You led the way with 20 kills in that match against Purdue to get to the Final Four. That's awesome. All right, so let's wrap this up. Final thoughts. Okay, so somebody mentioned Timber. Was it you, Taylor? Or who mentioned Timber?
KT mentioned it first, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so KT, yeah. She's gone, by the way, for those listening to the podcast, she had to leave. So, yeah, like, obviously, when that comes on, I think of 2013. I think every time I see, like, Texas, just in general, every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember Texas. So, like, what do you guys remember most? How often do you guys think about 2013? And Demi, we'll try to be quiet because I see you've got a little one with you right now. Lauren, how often do you think about 2013?
It's like that Roman Empire question going around. Like, how often do you think of the Roman Empire? I'm like, honestly, once every 2 weeks, probably. No, very like pretty often. And it's just little things like Timber will come on, or yeah. I'm talking to Chiaka, who played at Texas, or I'll just randomly think of Kat Bell roaring in cute little Haley Nelson's face. And just little things like that will pop up and it just kind of takes you down memory lane. So yeah, it's always just fun to reminisce. And I do truly think about it very often, just a very special group of people. And yeah, just honored to be a part of it.
Anne Marie, how often do you think of 2013?
I think I find myself thinking about it a lot because I compare our current team to our team a lot. And I try and get out of that bias because it's just different. Like, the world's different now. But it's, people ask me all the time if I would trade my first 3 years and go for my last year. And I couldn't, there's no way that I could, being able to go to a national championship and be able to do what we did. But just, it changed me as a person. It changed my life. And it's, I think that's what the cool thing is like, I learned how to, I grew up in a lot of areas that I needed to grow up in. And it's just so cool that everyone gets to come back, and I'm really excited for everyone to see everyone again. And for, you know, our team to be able to talk to our current team right now, because I think that we have a lot of good things that they need to hear. And just the alumni part of that aspect of like, this is what we went through. We know how it's like, we know what it is. And it's just always better when they get to hear it from the players and not just from the coaches. So I think about it a lot, but that's my competitive saying, like, my 2013 team would crush this team. I was like, we would bully the shit out of them. And they get defensive and they're like, well, we're so much more athletic than you. I'm like, I don't care. I was like, we would legit shit talk across the net and we would bring you down the whole entire time. And so that's my competitive side coming out. Sorry, I swore on the podcast.
Hey, that's fine. I'll just mark it as explicit this time. So it's all good.
So yeah, that's my reminiscing.
Awesome. Taylor and Ellen, how much do you guys think, or how often I should say, do you think about 2013?
I mean, living in Texas now, like whenever I see the Longhorns, I just think down goes Texas. Weren't you the one who said that, John?
You're
the
I
one
was. Who, yeah.
Can you give us a little repeat?
Can you give us a repeat?
Oh no, I don't know, man.
You'd have to scream. Like, down goes Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Well, I remember it was literally like 2 weeks ago. Timber came on, and I was explaining to Jake, my husband, like the whole history of that song, and it just gives me a flash of when Kelly bust through the door and was just like trying to like break dance or like get really low to the ground or just pulling these moves that I don't think anyone has seen him do before or after. But yeah, I don't think about it a whole lot, but like whenever something comes up, it does bring back really great memories.
Yeah, I would say similar for me. It's really interesting because like I have a small piece still in the volleyball world with all the athletes that I train and have grown close to, but like life just gets moving and kind of like what you said, it's like, holy cow, it's been 10 years, mm-hmm. but I'm really lucky. Like when I stumble across things like Timber or Down Goes Texas or something, something like that. All I can hear is Haley Nelson saying it, to be honest. Yeah. But it's like small thing, or even like people who watched our team play because I'm still in the area. Like I'm reminded of just how special it is. Because I think once, you know, we're 10 years away and we're all doing different things, some involving volleyball and some not, that it can be easy to like let it slip and not be proud of all the work that year and like years beyond took. But like I watch Wisconsin, I think about it a lot in the fall because I like to keep up with the volleyball and everything. And like we just have people who remind us like how cool and unique that experience is, the work that was put into it. And like, so when I do reminisce, I just am reminded like, hey, that's a really hard thing that you guys did. And like, you should be really proud of it. And, you know, shout it to the rooftops that you were a Badger and like you got to play in a national championship match. So it's a little bittersweet. I wish I thought about it weekly, but it like makes those times that like it is brought up and we do reminisce about it like that much sweeter.
Haley, how often?
I really don't know how often. I think, you know, I thought about it a lot, right? Like the years following, you know, and then I try to kind of push it away because I'm like, you can't, every season's different. Like that one was just special. Like, I feel like whenever I thought about that year, I was like, that one was just different. That one was just special. It was the first one. It was also for me, my first year playing college volleyball. So it's like, it's going to be different than all of the other ones. And I think now though, like when I do think about it, like folks will ask me, usually it's like, so, oh, you played on the team, or like they'll figure out that I played on the team and they're like, they're really good, you know, like kind of like implying like when you played, were they really good? Like, were that you guys really good? You know, I don't know if anyone can relate to this, but like now they're number one and everybody, you know, all the time. And they have 4 Big Ten championships in a row and like all this stuff. And it's so amazing to see. And like, I always feel like when it gets brought up, it's like, they're kind of asking like, what was it like when you played? And I always like, I want to go like, we were Kelly's first year. Like we got to go to the national championship for the first time in like however many years. And I want to scream it to the rooftops and I never do. Of course, I'm like, yeah, we had a great year. Like we made it to the national champ, you know, like I will play it down in a regular conversation, but like anytime it comes up or I think about that, or someone asks about like Wisconsin volleyball. And that's like what I think about is like, yeah, I mean, we got to be, you know, a part of ground zero. And like now it's even cooler that like, I'm so glad that just happened to be my freshman year. It was the first year that, you know, all these girls changed the program and bought in, because then like when I watch how, you know, the team plays today, or I see changes that get made today, or like whatever we can see in our little snippets where we get to watch them play in just matches and not practice. Like there's so many moments where I think like, gosh, it's so amazing. Like what was done that year and what it is now. Like, I remember I went to a match last week and I'm like they can turn all the lights off and do like the red lights everywhere. And I'm like, you couldn't even turn the lights off when we played because they took 20 minutes to come on. So it's like, it's just so cool to see like what it's, you know, become since then. But probably, I don't know, every two, maybe once, I'd say once a month, not that much. Sorry guys. I love you, but I don't think about it that much.
That's fine. How about Demi, can you answer this one? I know we've got a, we've got a little bit of a situation there with the little one.
I'll try.
Okay.
yeah.
I know it's been,
that's what she, yeah, a long time. Sorry. But, when I think about it, I mean, similar to everybody else, it's not very often. Sorry. Not very often.
Okay.
But often enough to, you know, there's little tidbits like Haley's wedding was awesome to see everybody and, you know, kind of relive that. And being in Madison, anytime you go back to Madison, it's kind of like, you know, when you go back to home, if that's not in Wisconsin, you're kind of like, man, not as cool. But then when you go back to Madison, it's like, man, I feel super cool right now. So it's kind of, you know, those little things that happen throughout the year. There's little things that I'll think about. I don't think about it every day, but I'm fortunate to, you know, still be involved in the volleyball community somehow. And there's somebody who, you know, remembers one little piece of it. And it just makes you feel special every once in a while. So especially this year, since it's, you know, a reunion.
Awesome. Well, you know what? I thank everybody for hanging around and doing this podcast and getting back together. And 10 years. Yeah, it's, there's a fly in here. Sorry. But 10 years. Yeah, it's doesn't seem like that long, you know, when I think about it, but I guess it is. So thank you so much for taking the time and reminiscing a little bit with me. Thanks, everyone.
Woo.
See you guys, John.
Go Badgers.
Bye. Right,
there you go. That's the 2013 Wisconsin Badger Volleyball Reunion Podcast. Thanks to Haley Nelson, KT Kavas, Ellen Chapman, Anne-Marie Hickey, Taylor Morey, Demi Morales, and Lauren Carlini. Hey, once again, you can subscribe. You can follow to this follow this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, whatever, Google. It's all there for you. And just follow or subscribe so you don't miss a new episode. And once again, thank you for listening to this podcast. Thanks to Ian's Pizza. Check out Ian's Pizza in Madison and in Milwaukee. And once again, thanks to you for listening to this edition of the John Cast Podcast. Goodbye.